Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Happy Swiftie Day.
Happy Swiftie Day. Where were you when you found out yesterday about the engagement?
I was in the car. I was in the car and I was like, on a sports station, breaking news, crashing in. And they said it was Travis Kelce has proposed to Taylor Swift.
It was my entire feed on all of my social media. And can I admit to you, I'm not even ashamed of this. I loved every nanosecond of it. I read every article. I have what went down in the celebrity feed. I have all of these celebrity friend reactions to it. I am so here for it. As you know, I have been shipping them to get married since day one.
Yeah, I definitely saw it when they were on that podcast, the way they interacted with each other, the way they looked at each other, the way they were touching each other the whole time. It definitely seemed that like their love was real. I think the cutest reaction I saw from yesterday, I don't know if you saw her, Reese Witherspoon.
No, what did she say?
The joy on her face was Aww. So beautiful. And it was just like something like, did anyone else's work day just get destroyed because now they can watch nothing but Taylor Swift
cute.
Show.
That is so cute.
Something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
I am so going to enjoy this whole rabbit hole because a lot of people are still reacting to it. But if I can shift to a very dark topic.
Uh-oh.
At 6:35, we're going to recap this pasta challenge that you did with Jeff yesterday. My friend, I'm calling shenanigans. I think you got screwed.
Shenanigans? Uh-oh.
Official shenanigans.
Shenanigans have been called on the airwaves.
If I had a shenanigan flag, I would throw it on the football field.
Wow.
Let's talk about it at 6:30. The video is up at 985KRZ.com. I also reshared it first thing this morning on our Facebook page. So you guys weigh in and tell me if Justin got shenanigans. And Justin, I'm dying to know your thoughts because something happened to me this morning and I'm positive you probably would have done the opposite of what I did.
Is the stalker back?
No.
Okay.
Thankfully,
okay.
I think we've shaken the stalker.
Okay, good.
Well, I don't want to get cocky, knock on wood, but I went to Turkey Hill in Old Forge. I love it there. That great gas station. ATM is fee-free. I love a good fee-free ATM. So I was getting cash, but I went to put my card in. There was already a card in there. And so someone had obviously forgotten it. I didn't want to obviously like take it with me because I then would be like stealing a card, even if I brought it to the police later and nothing's open. So I brought it into the cashier. I want to know if you would have done the same thing because my friend is now like, roasting me saying, well, now the cashier is just going to steal it. But I'm going, no, this person is going to come back to where they last remembered having their card to get it. So ruminate on that. So I was telling you, I found somebody's debit card in the ATM this morning in Old Forge at the Turkey Hill. The staff has it. So if you're the person that lost it, they have it. And what would you have done in that situation? People are saying, take it to the bank, take it to the police. It's 3:30 in the morning. No bank is open. And if I take it with me, I'm stealing it.
I don't know if you're stealing it. It all depends on your intentions. But taking it to the bank and taking it to the police, the only thing that's going to happen is they're just going to cancel the card. So if you wanted to just get the card canceled, you can just call the number on the back and tell them you found the card, they would cancel it. It's the same thing as taking it to the police, same thing as taking it to the bank, the same thing's going to happen.
Okay.
It's going to get canceled. If you hand it to an employee, then you feel better because, hey, I don't have to worry about it. I'm just going to hope he does the right thing.
But if I'm the person that lost it, I would go right back to the place I last had it.
If you remember.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Nobody remembers where they last had it. I mean, maybe if because you were specifically at an ATM trying to get cash out, you'd probably remember it. But it's like, when did I last use my ATM? I got to go on my bank statement and see, gee, did I stop at this store? Did I stop at that bank and see when the charges were? I don't know. How many people actually go back and start looking for their card rather than just canceling
it? I sure would, because I remember, like you said, every time I go to an ATM, I know I'm there because money is tight. So I know when I'm trying to get cash and I'd be like, oh, crap, I left it there.
I think my first instinct, honestly, would have been hopefully the name is unique enough that I could put it into Facebook and kind of see, like, if there's a local that has that name. That's kind of like my first thing that I would have done, probably.
Oh, you go full detective. But still, then, it's with me. I don't want someone else's debit card with me. I had to go to work.
I get that. No, I totally understand that. It's like, if you just hand it to the guy, boom, I don't have to worry about it anymore. And if you just go about your day knowing that guy's going to do the right thing, or if there's something in the back of your mind that kind of screams, oh, no, maybe he's going to do something wrong and now it's my fault.
No, I go to that gas station all the time. They're 24 hours, which is rare. So I kind of know the people that work there. I do think they're good people. I get what you're saying. Anybody can be undercover a bad person, but
right.
I really do think that they would just hold it for this person.
If that's how you believe, that makes you go feel better about your life and move on about your day.
But no? I also thought the stalker in our parking lot was just lost the other day when he was clearly doing something nefarious. So what do I know?
You have a general positive outlook, which is good for somebody who watches as many documentaries as you do.
But you get what I'm saying. If I'm caught and I have this card, I don't know what to be caught doing. But if I have this card, I don't feel honest keeping it with me in my possession.
I can understand that, but with your mindset of like, I'm just trying to help this person, then you should know that you're feeling better.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's like, is the card going to get canceled? Do you want them to get the card canceled and they'll automatically send them another card? Or do you want to give it to someone else hoping that they come back and
I
get
it?
I
didn't even look if there was a number on the back. There probably was.
Mm.
Good thoughts.
I think you did the right thing with the right intentions. There really is no wrong answer except trying to use the card. That's the wrong answer.
Never do that. That's for dang sure. I was telling Justin a few minutes ago how I found a debit card in the ATM this morning at Turkey Hill, Old Forge. If it's yours, go get it. The staff has it. And I was asking what you would have done. And you're so much smarter than me. You think in the moment better than me. You would have called the number on the back and canceled the card. But I turned it into the staff.
You don't know what you're going to do until you're put in those situations. You can always think, okay, I'm not in the situation, so what's the first thing that I would do? But somebody on the text lines brought up an interesting, which I thought happens. Isn't the ATM supposed to pull your card back in and keep it if you forget to take it? You know, after it does that beep, 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 it's supposed to like lock your card in, isn't it?
And that's what puzzled me. It won't let me take my money until I take my card first. So maybe this person was just checking their balance or something where they weren't retrieving something from the machine. But I thought the same thing. And the staff there is under surveillance. The ATM is under surveillance. And if you know Old Forge like I do, you know the cops are always hanging out at that Turkey Hill watching everybody and what they're doing. So this person, I think on the staff, who I think that staff is very friendly and nice, I think they will just give it maybe to the police. But you would be able to track if they stole it, is what I'm saying. If some staff member steals it, that would be very easy to solve that crime.
Yes, if they allowed people to look at their tapes or said, oh, the tapes weren't recorded. Yeah, you know it.
I know.
The
like
plot
you said,
of the movie continues.
Till you're in the situation. But Stephanie, you're making me feel better. Stephanie on Facebook, she said, I don't see the staff ever stealing a card. They would maybe steal actual cash. I worked in retail 15 years, and we always held on to cards because you can trace it. We just put it in a drawer, and people usually do come back and collect them. So thank you, Steph. You just made me feel better. Okay, Justin, I do think in society, there are certain things that happen where we all remember where we were when we heard something happened. They're that big. When Travis and Taylor got engaged, I was driving and my friend calls me and she started the conversation. I say hello and she didn't even say hello back. She just goes, it happened. It happened.
What happened? What is it?
That's what I'm thinking. And dude, here's how she faked me out. She's been trying to get pregnant for a long time and she's made this very public. I'm not spilling any tea here. She talks about it all the time. And I'm thinking, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
She's like, no, Taylor and Travis. I'm like, this is the cutest call ever. Oh my goodness. Yes. They are engaged. The photos are everywhere. They look so happy. He's lifting her up in the photos. They're in this sort of garden that is all beautiful, like a Rockwell painting. The ring, if you have not looked yet, how much do you think the ring cost?
$10 million.
$10 million?
I don't know.
This says $550,000.
Oh, good.
I thought it'd be millions too, but it's gorgeous.
Yes. Well, you never know. You know, you look at Kobe Bryant, bought that, whatever, $20 million ring for his wife. You figured at some point he's a massive celebrity, she's a massive celebrity.
I know. You can never guess because we're normal people, so we wouldn't really know what like rich people rings cost.
But I'm glad he didn't spend millions on a ring.
And maybe she helped design it. I don't know. I did love the caption. They wrote, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." How cute is that? Aww. And Travis's shorter hair in the photos suggests that the proposal happened earlier this month, which means, to me, they were likely already engaged as they did the podcast together. And I think it's super cute when couples keep it a secret just between the two of them for a bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's cool when you keep it secret. I mean, but, you know, people have been waiting for this for so long now.
No.
Can I say that the photos, this whole session looks a little cheesy to me?
You think?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, that looks like, I don't know.
Well, you run the risk of that.
Looks kind of like glamour shoddy. Like, I'm going to set up this little...
Like an Olin Mills 1990.
Like, just walk onto the set. And
no.
Let's that's what it looks like to me. Like, they walk onto the set, getting on your knees, take a photo. Almost like the Elvis marriage. Like,
I disagree.
You just keep...
I love it. If you do anything but candid, it might look a little fake. These are obviously photos that somebody did for them.
Yeah.
But if you do anything but a selfie or a candid in the moment photo, you do run the risk of them looking professional. And then some people, like you said, will see it as cheesy. But congrats, Taylor, Travis. Invite us. Let us know where you're registered. We will definitely come.
So I'm surprised.
For these two.
I'm surprised they didn't do it in a different way. I would have expected it done more publicly, to be honest.
No, I knew they would go private, and I'm so glad they did. They deserve to have a moment, and many, many moments.
Absolutely.
Just between the two of them. Okay, moving on. I thought this was cute. Speaking of moments, Jennifer Lopez shared an emotional post about her 17-year-old Emmy starting senior year of school. I can't believe she's a senior already. Jen posted a throwback pic of them snuggling together when Emmy was really little. And she said, "I just dropped off this little coconut at high school. It reminds me that they will always be my beautiful babies." Emmy, of course, is a twin with her brother Max. And I think it's interesting when parents send twins to different schools or let them pick what they would like to do. If they'd like to be together, they let them be together. Or if they'd like to go to separate districts, they let them do that. If your schedule allows for that. Not every family can swing that. But I do think that is a really neat way to do it. Like, let the kids pick. If you're twins or multiples, if you want to be together, you can.
Yeah, especially like schools now, you could pick some certain like real technical type schools that like focus on certain things in high school, whereas
Definitely. This
school is better for acting and this one's better for fashion or whatever they're choosing to be. And one interesting thing is, like, I think she could go to school and never be recognized as J-Lo's daughter, like, because you don't look at her and just say, "Oh my God, little J-Lo."
Right, which is a good thing, because then you are so individual, no one's approaching you with that opening line, "Oh, you're J-Lo's kid," you know?
Yeah, like 50 Cent's son looked just like 50 Cent. Like,
yeah.
Those things like, "Oh my God, you look just like your dad."
Right.
Then you can never hide. She can have somewhat of a normal life if people are not watching tabloids to see what she looks like.
Speaking of looks, I hate to end on this note because I don't like when people comment on other people's appearances if it's not a positive thing. Meghan Trainor is getting called out by fans. They're saying that she is unrecognizable. She did the stiletto challenge, as we did as well, and I was awful at it. And she is noticeably thinner. And fans said, "You don't even look like you anymore, Meghan." So Meghan posted a lip sync video where she's mouthing the words to Megan Thee Stallion. That song, like, "I don't care if these B-words don't like me. I'm still pretty AF." And she is, but she's always been pretty. And Megan did not outright say that she did Ozempic, but she has spoken out about her breast augmentation, and she said she uses science and support to maintain a new look. So this is intentional. She did intend to have a different look. And don't you think, like, are we not supposed to acknowledge it if somebody's intentionally having a different look? I don't know. I would probably not say anything.
It's the world we live in. That's part of every day. Like, you're going to be judged on your talent. You're going to be judged on your looks. You're going to be judged on your actions. These are all things that we're going to be judged on.
Yeah.
And that's the world we live in, unfortunately. But I think she looks great.
I do, too.
I don't think that you look at her If you just looked at her and didn't know what she looked like before, you wouldn't look at her and be like, oh, she's had a ton of work done.
No. It's not bad. It looks very natural.
It looks natural.
Yep.
And I think, she's achieved with the goal that she's going after.
Right.
Like, she has this body of the typical pop star that people would want to, I guess, wear more exposed type
Although
clothes.
She did look great before. I still contend that. And I like when people notice if I get something done, like hair, and they're like, ew, somebody has new highlights. I'm like, tee-hee-hee, that's me.
This
like,
is what makes
you
her feel confident.
You know what confident. I mean?
Yeah. I understand a woman's confidence, especially in today's world. It's tough to maintain that when you don't feel you look perfect. And she has made steps to feel much better about the way she looks. And I'm all about that. Like, if this is what makes you genuinely feel pretty or feel accepted or feel, I don't know, your best, then go for it. Like, some people like being big. They like that big body. They love that. And then they're never going to be like, I don't care what you like. Lizzo, I can't see Lizzo caring about what anybody thinks about what she looks like. But if, you know, for a pop star, especially, like, You get judged, unfortunately. Like,
Megan,
not everybody has a voice like Adele, where it doesn't matter. Like, you can't hide Adele's voice.
Hey, we love all of the above. Everyone you just listed, we love you no matter what, and just want you to feel good. Okay, celebrity feed done. Brought to you by TanFastic, TanFasticBA.com. Let us get a recap on the pasta challenge from yesterday between you and Jeff.
I might need Ozempic after eating all that pasta.
Hey, I am already calling shenanigans, as I did first thing this morning.
Whoa!
You can tell me everything because I was not able to be there. Yesterday, the pasta challenge went down. Jeff versus Justin, you guys were trying to see who can eat the most pasta out of a pound of pasta in 1 minute. And I was not able to be there. I'm sorry. I had a doctor's appointment. But I watched the video, and I think you won. It was called a tie, but don't you think you won?
Yes. I have to agree with you. Looking at both plates, I think mine was definitely smaller. And we did have a scale there, so we could have weighed it. But we both got, you know, I looked at each other and was like, he asked for like a gentleman's draw. And I am the gentleman. I do consider myself a gentleman.
That's my question, though. Who initiated the it's a tie type of call?
So when I went back and watched the tape, because I initially thought that it was Jeff who asked for a gentleman's draw. I mean, you need a gentleman's draw. Well, okay, cool. We'll just shake it out and have, you know, okay, call it a tie. But going back to the videotape, it sounds like our promotions director, Tori Thomas.
Tori.
She's like, I'm the promotions director. I'm going to make a call right now, and I'm going to say that this is a tie. I didn't know that if promotions director has that ability to be the one to call it a tie.
Interesting. And I'm going to talk to T later. That's why I call her. She's one of my best friends in the world. I love Tori. T, did he get in your head? Did Jeff get in your head and say, hey, call it a tie if I don't win? Because he hates to lose.
Ooh. See, I didn't want to fight it either way. I was just, you know, I thought in my heart of hearts that I won. I put in the extra effort and I got a couple extra swallows.
Okay.
And I saw Jeff was struggling. He couldn't breathe for the last 10 seconds. You could see visibly he could not breathe, which is funny because he didn't want to give up. He kept trying.
Well, Kristen was such a trooper, and she wore the spaghetti wig, as that was the payoff. What your co-host has to do if you lose, she has to wear the spaghetti wig. So I was going to have to wear a wig if you lost. So now technically I do have to wear it because it was a tie.
Right.
But I need some further investigations because if there are shenanigans, I ain't wearing a spaghetti wig.
All right. Listeners, we need your help. We need your, if we're going to make these accusations for someone who's had some credibility in this market for 40 something years, we got to make sure that we're right. So check out this video and let us know if Lissa has a case.
Right.
1-800-222-0985. You could text the word pasta. Text the word pasta to 1-800-222-0985. Watch the video, and you look at the video, and you tell us, was this shenanigans?
Or who won? Or just even just pick who won, because you know what? The spaghetti wig was my idea, so I'm more than willing to do it. But I am never wearing a spaghetti wig under false pretenses. Gosh darn it.
Wow. So Kristen already paid off the bet, but Lissa is holding out until we get further investigation. She's throwing out the red flag.
And Kristen looked really pretty in it. How does she still look pretty even under spaghetti? She's so gorgeous. I put this on KRZ Facebook first thing this morning because I was wondering if I'd...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did the right thing. I went to Turkey Hill in Old Forge, as I often do before work, like 3:30 a.m. ish. And someone's ATM card was stuck. Their debit card was in the machine. And so I gave it to the employee who works at the Turkey Hill. And I know them. I chat with them. They're a nice staff. And some people are ripping on me because they're like, you shouldn't have given it to the staff. They could steal it. You said I should have called the number and canceled the card, which I didn't even think of doing.
But that you never know unless you're in that situation. So it's hard to say, oh, this is what you should did. But, you know, hindsight is 20/20. And there is really technically no right answer unless you think about what the cops would want you to do. Like,
right.
What the cops would want you to do is probably not bother the cops with it.
And it's funny you say that. The police do hang out at that Turkey Hill a lot because it's in a high profile area where they're seeing a lot of stuff. And so I've just pictured the cashier guy who was very nice giving it to the police. And there's cameras everywhere. So if somebody stole that card, they'd pretty much instantaneously know who did it. And I didn't want it with me because then I stole it. I wasn't taking it, you know, off premises.
I stole it.
Now, Gary, what would you do?
From the ATM machine standing right in front of it, I would have called the police.
Wow.
And the reason I'm saying that is because there was just a thing on Channel 16 News within the past week. And I don't know the location, but a gentleman found an envelope laying in the parking lot. I believe it was outside like a Turkey Hill. And he picked up the envelope and there was cash in it and he took it, I would have turned it in. But I would have been worried that if I turned in that envelope, that the cashier at the register would have kept the cash. Well, instead of he kept the cash and they got him on video and he was arrested.
That's the thing. If you take it with you, you're stealing.
Right. But if you give it to the cashier and it's change, I would wonder, are they going to keep it?
Is there a definitive right answer? The Facebook comments are bonkers because they're all over the place. And I maybe did the wrong thing, but I just didn't want it with me. When I get something that someone else's, a purse that's left in a shopping cart at a grocery store, whatever, it's like a grenade. I just want to get rid of it and give it to someone who might be able to return it to the proper person. Because if I'm that person who absentmindedly left something somewhere, which I've done, I immediately go back to where I last had it.
Yeah, everybody, if you can remember for sure where you last had it, or if it's like, man, it could be any one of these three places. Am I really going back to all three of these places? Should I just cancel and get one
cent? I don't know. It was 3:30 in the morning. Are you running errands? No. I think you know you went to Turkey Hill to get money, right?
Yes, unless it's been there since 11 o'clock at night. I don't know. But I don't think what you did was wrong. I think what you did was kind of pass the buck on responsibility. It's like, hey, I don't want to be responsible for this. You're responsible for this now. Well, I don't know. I'd be more like detective. I'd want to track it down and make that person's day by giving it back to them. It's kind of my mindset. I would have Facebooked it.
I don't trust myself to be detective.
Yeah, I can understand that as well. We have different types of minds when it comes to a lot of things.
I get what you're saying, though. But thank you for all the insight on Facebook. And I should not have posted it because it is making me feel worse about my decision. Now, you wanted to say something about what I was just talking about. I found a debit card this morning in the ATM at Old Forge Turkey Hill. I gave it to the cashier. Some people are saying wrong decision. What say you?
Just wanted to comment on that, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Cameras. Because even I found a credit card at Target, and even like the lady at the register said to me, there's a camera right above my head.
Yeah.
They have 20, 30 cameras that people don't even see. I worked in retail. I know.
Yep.
I'm just saying, cameras everywhere. So that guy's full of dog doo-doo.
Wait a minute. Which guy, though? You mean the one that said...
When he was saying about call the cop.
Okay.
Silly.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't want them to waste their time if that is a waste of time. You know what I'm saying?
It is a waste of time. Yeah.
Yeah, the cops would probably be like, this dumb broad is calling us for a lost debit card. Who cares? I don't know. They wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they have better stuff to do.
Well, if there's any cops listening, you could text us or call us and let us know what the right thing to do is.
Sure.
That'd be great. 1-800-222-0985. Text us, call us, reach out to us on social, and let us know what the right thing to do is when we find a credit card. But what is the right thing to do when it comes to this pasta challenge is kind of where I want to go.
You're still focused on the pasta challenge. That's all you can think about.
Well, I mean, now you got me thinking, is this shenanigans? I think people need to see this video and comment. 1-800-222-0985. Text the word pasta and we'll send you the video because you've raised some concerns about the validity of the outcome.
And I'm the most naive person on the planet. If I think there are shenanigans, 99% sure. Shenanigans. Okay, we all know where we were yesterday when we found out that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are engaged. It is so awesome. I knew this was coming. I knew it. Not like that's a hard prediction to make, but their celebrity friends are reacting to it as well. Pink was joking around and Pink said, hey, Travis, don't mess this up, dude. Patrick Mahomes dropped several red heart emojis and he reposted their engagement. And Sabrina Carpenter did the same thing, heart emojis. And you, Justin, told me this morning about Reese Witherspoon saying that she couldn't even work. Like, she's trying hard to concentrate to work in the light of this news.
Yes, she was adorable. She was, like, on her stories, and she was getting her hair and makeup done. And you could see, like, clink, clink, people popping something on their phone. They look around, they tell, and she's like, oh, my God! How am I supposed to focus on my day of work when this is happening?
Girl,
she was
preach.
Scrolling, looking, same like you, looking for other people's reactions and things like that.
I thought it was cute that Brittany Mahomes put two of the most genuine people meet and fall in love. I am so happy for you. Like she took a minute to write that. Yeah, it's very sweet. Even the Kansas City Chiefs, they wrote, congrats, Taylor, we are so excited to have you as a permanent member of our family. But my favorite, Jason Kelce, photoshopping himself into their engagement photo. They're in a garden. It's beautiful. Travis is lifting her up, and Jason's like popping out of one of the flower pots.
That is very Jason Kelce.
And he's shirtless. He's like, hey.
That even more, Jason Kelsey.
So cute. Congrats, Taylor and Travis. Lil Nas X is out of jail. He's addressing it. He went on Instagram. I don't know if you saw what he said, but he's got 4 felony charges, by the way, for his naked romp down Ventura Boulevard the other night. He allegedly punched a couple police officers. Here's what he said.
Your girl is going to be okay, y'all. Okay? Going to be all right. Be all right. That was terrifying. That was a terrifying last 4 days, but your girl is going to be all right.
Your girl's going to be all right. He's your girl, in case you're wondering. Who he's referencing? It's himself.
Got you.
I think the police officers who are more concerned about in this situation, you can't do that. And this bums me out because I really was a fan of him.
Until we know exactly what was going on, obviously it seems very drug-induced because it's something that's totally not part of his character. Like, I mean, you look at it, he doesn't look like he's going to be violent towards anybody, never mind a cop.
Like you said, we'll see. We'll get the whole story. I do have to ask your ideas of the whole story for the sequel to K-Pop Demon Hunters, because it is the most watched movie on Netflix now, and you loved it.
I did. I really enjoyed it.
And they're saying there's going to be a sequel.
They're actually talking trilogy already. Ooh. They're talking about making 2 sequels because of the success of this. And the success in the movie theater, it was in the movies for 2 days and only 37% of the theaters, and it was the number 1 movie.
Do you think they'll bring it back to theaters?
Yes, I think it will be. We come back to theaters. They're going to be like, due to overwhelming, they have to wait a little bit because the way they teased it was this weekend only to get everybody out there. So they can't just put it right back. But I definitely think it's going to be in theaters again. This looks like it'd be a really fun, maybe a drive-in type of a movie where you
That's
can
go idea.
Get out of the car and actually dance in the movies. So we'll see. But I think the plot of it, I want more of their backstories. I want how they became those demon hunters and from Pop Stars to Demon Hunters. I think that's where you should go with it.
That's a good idea. And the soundtrack is crushing. It's all over the Billboard charts. They have like 4 songs on the Billboard charts. So I think it maybe an interactive experience, like you were saying, at a drive-in or something where people can dance and sing along. Really good idea. But I do agree with you. They have to wait a minute to do so.
Yeah, they're going to rush out the second part. I guarantee you that's going to come out very quick. If it's not out next year, I'd be very, very shocked.
Oh, yeah. A year will be reasonable. Absolutely. We shall see. We'll keep you posted. I need to watch this thing. Thank you for starting your day with us. Over the weekend, Justin, you had your 2 boys who are absolutely adorable, Charlie and Henry. But you had a couple bee stings and there was a splinter incident and he was very hesitant to let anyone take the splinter out. So you got a lot of suggestions for home remedies.
Yeah, one of them was this black salve stuff that's supposed to like pull it out but it had turpentine in it, which burns your skin. Like, there's a lot of home remedies that are only home remedies because they don't really work as well as you would think they were. And you know, as much as we love old grandma and grandpa, they didn't have the internet to check the facts on, does this really work? Stuff was just passed down from mamma to grandma. And,
true. Is it out now?
The internet?
The splinter.
Yeah, the internet is out.
The splinter.
Last night, while we were on the phone, Mama Bear did manage to convince him to be brave enough to give it a shot, and they took it out, and he was so excited. So relieved. He was like, it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt like I thought it was going to hurt. And I'm like, we've been trying to tell you that for a couple of days now.
Good.
But
are there any on our KRZ Facebook page as far as home remedies that you're buying into a little bit that you might write down for later? Or are they all a little old school, like we were saying, like a grandma thing?
I can't see many of these that I would try. Besides, like, you know how a lot of people have the Vicks vapor rub that they put it on your throat and then wrap a warm towel around it, pin it so that it would stay there. And
yes.
Like, I've done that type of stuff.
My mommy did that. Yep.
Yeah.
And it helped.
Like, I wouldn't do what Sabrina said, you know, a shot of blackberry brandy when the kids are sick, you know, knocks the cold right out of them.
Wait a minute. Maybe she means for mama. Did she specify? Yeah. Did she specify?
No, she did not. But mama definitely gets a shot of blackberry brandy when the kids are sick. A pot of simmering water over the stove. Place your head over it to get the steam to clear your nasal passages.
Oh, that one, sure.
That makes sense,
works.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this. My grandmother would boil vinegar anytime anyone in the house was sick, so the vinegar would evaporate into the air and kill the germs, is what she says.
Interesting.
All I know is it made the house smell bad, is what she said.
What I used to love about my mommy and dad, too, would do this. They would make them up. They would make up fake ones. And my dad would always go, you know, comedy shows help you feel better when you're sick. And my daddy would show me comedy bits. And mom would always say, ice cream makes you feel better when you're sick. It, both made up, but did they help? Yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah, they always make you feel better whether you're sick or not, but it's not going to help your sickness unless you're just bypassing the time.
But in your little kid mind, if your parent is endorsing this, it's almost Pavlovian, where you're just responding to your parent telling you good things because my folks are the best. And I'm like, well, dad says that funny stuff, laughing helps me feel better. And then I did feel better.
It does make you feel better chemically. It releases the happy chemicals in your body, which causes you to feel better. Maggie said that her ginger ale, warm ginger ale for any kind of sickness. Just give me a warm ginger ale.
Yes, I would agree with that one too.
I've heard of this, but I've never used it. Mercurochrome. On a cut, he said, well, if the cut didn't make you cry, putting this on it will. It burned like heck, said Rosemary.
Interesting.
Now, I've heard this one three separate times, and I can't believe this actually happened, but two other people in this building said this to me. Sarah said, my friend's grandma would give her a spoon of VapoRub, Vicks VapoRub, to eat. The stuff
eat?
You're supposed to put on your chest.
No.
She ate it.
No.
And two people in this building yesterday.
No.
Two people separately said the same thing. A spoonful of Vicks VapoRub that they were eating it.
That explains a lot about our coworkers. You know what? That answers a lot of questions. Wow. No,
I need a doctor to tell me. Look, another one. Carry a spoonful of Vicks VapoRub to eat.
1-800-222-0985. If you have a home remedy you would like to share, sales department, we have questions. Yesterday, it went down in our studio. It went down. Jeff and Justin had a pasta eating challenge. You guys wanted to see who could eat the most pasta in a minute. And it's on video, 985KRZ.com.
The life-threatening video. It was somebody's life was almost taken that day.
I didn't even notice that as I was watching it, but you're right. Jeff did seem like he was in distress for part of it. But careful, because you're going to garner him sympathy points. Oh. Because I think when they called it a tie at the end, I am calling shenanigans. And Jeffrey, I love you, but I do think you did win it.
Ooh. Now, I had the first thought. As soon as I finished, I looked over. I saw how much of his was left. I looked at mine. I'm like, oh, this is an easy win. Guaranteed win. Waiting for my hand to be raised in victory. And then what I thought was Jeff asked for like a gentleman's agreement on a tie, and I was like, you know what, it's close enough. I'll agree on the tie. But then you brought it to my attention. I went back. I watched the videotape. It's not what happened. What happened is an outside source, our promotions director, Tori.
She's like, let's just call it a draw.
She just declared it a draw, and so for some reason, I just went along with it. I thought, you know, that was the final decisions, but I think we should leave the final decisions up to the listeners and let them decide.
I do too, because T, I love you. That's what I call Tori. She's one of my best friends in the world. But Tori, I do think maybe you jumped the gun a little bit and we should have weighed the pasta. That's all I'm saying. You brought
a scale.
We had the scale. We should have weighed the plates when they were done.
I agree.
We should have seen how much was left, because I do think that would have been very telling, and we did not do that. It's due process, my friend.
All right, so we need you to be the jury. Everybody listening right now, I don't care what you're doing, text the word pasta to 1-800-222-0985. Even if you watch the video later, have it on your phone, have it sitting there so it reminds you to click on it later.
Just let us know, because maybe I'm being crazy or paranoid, but I do think you won it.
I think so. If you look at the pasta, mine was clearly had less pasta left, but I will leave it up to you guys. I'm trying to be the good sport. I don't want to get into an argument with Jeff over this, but
he won't argue. He'll think this is funny.
But I will fight for you. Listen, if this is what you truly believe, I'm on your team, so I will fight for you. Kristen already paid off her part of the bet. But
yes, because Kristen and I were paying off the bet on behalf of you guys, so we have to wear a spaghetti wig, which she did, and she looked gorgeous in it. How did she do that?
Our videos online as well.
Videos online as well. I'm more than happy to wear a spaghetti wig, but not if there are shenanigans.
1-800-222-0985. Text the word pasta and tell us Were there shenanigans? Was this a setup? Did I get robbed? Should Lissa have to pay off the bet?
And you are more than welcome to text, "No one cares, stop talking about this." We've been covering a lot of topics this morning, but obviously top of mind, Taylor and Travis getting engaged. We're so excited for them. But you asked me an interesting question off the air, which...
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Was.
Well, we know Taylor Swift writes about her life and what happens in her life. What would make for a better Taylor Swift album? The falling in love, getting married album? Or I'm not putting this out there to say I, but, or the I just broke up, got my heart broken album. Which makes for better creativity, better art? Love or heartbreak?
That's a great query, but I do think both equally good, because when she was with Joe Alwyn, that was quite some time, and she was in love. She made a lot of great music, but a lot of her breakup songs inspire her to vent that into lyrics, as we all know. What do you think? I think, and that's a cop-out answer. I understand that people are like,
you good. Make music, so you write music.
I'm a musician, and I can tell you, yeah, inspiration, whether it comes from a positive place or something you've been through, it's all good as long as it's quality. And I feel like she's all killer, no filler. She just puts out quality stuff.
Right. That is true. But in the past, has her love albums been better or the breakup songs? Like, which ones are... We have to go through hit by hit. Is this a love inspired by love or inspired by a breakup? See how many hits you had.
I can't speak for all fans, but I do enjoy both equally because I know that she's healing in the process of the breakup albums, but I know that she's happy in the process of the In Love albums. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and there's two types of breakup songs to me. It's like, you know, screw this guy or this is how I'm getting over it. Like,
and this is how I learned from it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, don't do this, ladies, or like, screw that, you know, like... Just Beyonce's good at those screw that songs,
yeah.
You know what I mean? She's really,
really good. It reminds me of some of my favorite comedians, like John Mulaney's one of my favorite, and he did specials before he got clean, before he went to rehab, and they're some of my favorite comedy in the world. But then he went to rehab, and his special after rehab when he was totally clean, also one of my favorites in the world, but they have very different flavors.
Is that the guy that's with Olivia Munn?
Yes.
The comedian? Yeah.
I think
they're really cute together.
Yeah.
I love that, that couple. Those two together, their comedy, I think, works really well together.
But don't you think that a person that is a creative, you're going to take whatever you're working with at that moment and do the best with it. And whoever likes you and follows you and enjoys your art is going to enjoy it intrinsically because it's you.
Yes. But I also think some people are better at showing a side of themselves, whether it's their lovey-dovey side or their, like,
that's true,
vengeance side, where some people are like, I'm never going to be vindictive of vengeance.
And but they might hold the cards close to the vest for some things.
Yeah, like Aubrey Plaza, I think she'd be make for better vengeance stuff than she would lovey-dovey stuff.
She's
right?
Amazing. So we're all waiting. Basically, what this boils down to is we're all waiting for Justin's Pasta Shenanigans album. It should drop sometime before Christmas, so you can buy it for the kids.
The Whack Jobs need to make a song about this.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. It's KRZ. Justin and Jeff tried to eat a pound of pasta in a minute, and whoever ate the most was the winner. And then Kristen and I had to pay off the bet, which was our choice, not theirs. They didn't make us do it. But it was called a tie, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think it was a tie. I don't mean to call anybody a liar, and I'm not, but I think it was misjudged. I do think you won it.
I can't argue with that. And the people who have watched the video, on that, especially on the text lines, are very supportive of you and your opinion there,
really?
Lissa.
Tell me.
Yeah. As far as the text lines go, we have a lot of people said should have been weighed. Somebody there believes in participation trophies. It was not a tie. Pasta was eaten. Both contestants are wondering who got more carbs. Don't eat the pasta, eat the rich. I gotcha. That's funny. Hands down, Justin won. Congratulations from the text line. Another one. Pasta. Half of Jeff's pasta was still in the bowl. Should have been weighed. I agreed. Justin won. Just watched it twice. Jeff had a whole container of pasta.
Yeah.
Justin won. And I'm not just picking and choosing. These are the ones in order. Justin, I figured you ate more pasta, but I think Jeff should win because he almost died. If you don't know what we're talking about, text the word pasta to 1-800-222-0985. 1-800-222-0985. Text the word pasta, and when you get a chance, watch the video.
Be honest.
Jeff almost died. You can see that at the end. His face is turning blue as he's choking on pasta, so he gave it his all.
And thank God he's okay. We don't want you to die for a pasta challenge. But tell me if I'm being wrong. I just, when I watched it, my first impression was, well, that wasn't fair, and you had brought a scale to weigh the final pasta, what was left, and nobody used it. So that's where I'm calling shenanigans. That would have revealed it to the weight.
And if you watch this like football tape where you rewind and go back and rewind and go back, watch Jeff's face when he turns and looks at my pasta and looks at his pasta. You can clearly see the look of concern on his face knowing he lost.
That's just his normal face.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
That could be it.
But we'll find out. Tell us what you know. Who is the imposter? Watch the video. Tell us what you think. Tyler would tell us. As I said his name, I just thought of this. He would give us the real deal, Holyfield. Have Tyler watch it.
We're taking it to the news department.
Taking
they always it. Give it to you fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Right? They give it to you like it is. 1-800-222-0985. All right, my news crew, get on it.
We were talking yesterday off the air, and you said something about MySpace, and it got me thinking, do you even recall who was in your top eight on MySpace? Because I only remember three. One was Tom, the other was my best friend, and then another, my boyfriend at the time. And that's so boring. But you probably remember because you were more in that world. You're a little bit older than me, and you're already trying to I don't know, like express yourself and be in this realm. Do you recall?
I can give you a list of definitely one of the top eights that I've had.
Go for it.
So the first slot is supposed to be for, that was the argument. Is it your best friend or is it the person you're dating? So that first slot was usually reserved for best friend. So that was my boy Frost. So I had my boy Frost at number one. The girl that I was dating was number two. Which was, Diana. I did have Tila Tequila in my top eight. Because
early 2000s, I can't even fathom.
I did have a crush on her, and we did throw a party with her, so I had a picture with Tila Tequila, so I figured that would give me some clout.
She seemed nice.
She's really cool. She's a wild girl. Like, she loves to party. She's a very big personality, but she's about, 4'11". She's a tiny little thing.
But I remember when she was doing her thing out in the public, and I remember thinking, well, she's everywhere, but she does seem like a personable lady.
Oh, she's got a great personality. She had a couple TV shows too as well because of her incredible personality.
So who else?
In my top eight, there was also I included two of my brothers, not of the five. So there was only two of the five brothers. Yes, so that was my two of my brothers, and then I did have other celebrities that I enjoyed when I was doing my top eight, and that would kind of rotate the bottom three, whatever celebrities that either recently joined MySpace to try to show them some love, because as celebrities were joining, I was like, okay, let me show you some love, hoping that maybe they would see I put them in the top eight and become friends with me. That silliness.
This sounds like a full-time job.
It was. I mean, you had to definitely keep up with it. And when you took someone out of your top eight that you knew personally, that became a thing.
Yeah.
Like, dude, wait, what boys? Why am I in your top eight? Well, I mean, you know, we're friends, but I wouldn't say we're top eight friends. I mean, that became a thing. Like, you're my friend, but are you top eight friends?
It's so weird, though, that dynamic. I came in on the tail end of it, so I didn't really have that dynamic. But I could see where people would notice that. And you would go to someone's page and be like, what? I was there yesterday. What happened? What?
Yep. And the other things that were big were, what song were you going to have playing when somebody came? Because you could have a song on your landing page.
Yeah.
You know, I was big into, that was a big time for Biggie Smalls in that era. So I was always kind of rocking one of those.
Good choice.
One of those Biggie songs from back in the day.
Hang on. Here's a question for our listeners, because I think this is skewing way old. Do you even remember MySpace? Text me 1-800-222-0985. Tell me if you even do remember MySpace. You don't have to tell me who's in your top eight. You don't have to remember anything about it, but do you actually remember being on it?
It was the first one, right? Like the first real social media.
I think so. But it just feels like a million years ago. 1-800-222-0985 if you do remember it.
Were you a sparkle tag girl? You seemed like you had sparkle tags all day.
No, I was barely on it. I'm so boring. Thank you for starting your day with us. We were just talking about MySpace, and I cannot believe you do remember your top eight from MySpace. Holy cow.
It was kind of a big deal. I mean, duh.
Was it?
Yeah. If you put someone in there and they noticed, it was like, oh, wow, I'm top eight friends. Or if you took someone out, they were like, well, what happened? What's wrong? Why am I not in your top eight anymore? It was drama.
So prestigious. I did ask if anyone else remembers, even remembers having a MySpace, because it feels like such a million years ago now. And Facebook even feels kind of old now. But MySpace was way back. We all had Tom. And you know what? Has anyone checked on Tom?
He's
actually a white t-shirt.
He's living an incredible life.
Is he?
He took the money and he like got out of the spotlight, and he's been traveling the world. And he became like a photographer, a videographer.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And because of The Amazing Race, like I follow a lot of travel stuff. And his is absolutely incredible. Like, he's living the dream. Took the money, traveling the world, seeing the most beautiful places, and not trying to be in the spotlight.
Whoa. I would have guessed the opposite for him, because he got a taste of like a big blow up very quickly.
Yeah, he knew what it was like to be everybody's friend, and you don't want to be everybody's friend. You don't want that, because he was literally everyone's friend on MySpace.
Yep.
When you signed up, you got one follower and you got one friend automatically. It was Tom.
Tom, good for you, buddy. Coming out, it's like a child star when they don't go into drugs and alcohol. You're like, yeah, good job. Now, what does the text club say?
The text club is on. They're kind of like on the MySpace train. Like, they were big fans of MySpace. Let's see. I remember MySpace. I actually miss it. I prefer it to Facebook. No policing on MySpace. That might have been the problem, though. Too many sparkle tags.
Yeah.
It slowed down people coming to my page, and loading all those sparkle tags would make the page load slower. The OG of social media was not MySpace. It was AOL. That was the OG of chat rooms.
I didn't have that. Was that just a chat room? I don't know what that is.
Well, you could set up chat rooms, right? Or you can go into chat rooms that had whatever names of things you were looking for.
Similar interests.
And the big thing was ASL. You would put A/S/L. That would be age, sex, location. Like, so you would know what your age was, so, you know, if you're male or female and where you lived. And that's kind of how you kicked off conversations.
Creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy. It was definitely more of used to hit on people. It was like, it was closer to Tinder than it was Facebook. Yes, I'm 34 years old. I remember coding everything with my background. I do remember my first song that I made for my page was Float by Modest Mouse.
Good choice.
You could code your page to have a specific color background, and then we got fancy and had, like, you know, sparkly backgrounds or pictures as your backgrounds. Things got pretty intense once they opened it up for people. And then sparkle tags became so popular and slowed stuff down that they got rid of those. And that was a big controversy. No more sparkle tags. Dude.
Right.
You know, this was early drama, 2003, 2004, 2005.
It's such a throwback time. I feel like you'll be telling your kids about this someday. I'll be telling Ben and Amy, my niece and nephew, back in my day, we had to code things and there was MySpace. Like, doesn't it feel like a million years ago?
Yeah, especially because you can go on AI right now and say, hey, can you create a code for whatever? And instantly you'll have a code for it.
For real. That's mind-blowing. Aw, memories. And you know what, Texter? You might be right. It might be better than Facebook. And Facebook, I think, pretty soon might be a little obsolete. No offense, like Zuckerberg. Like, I think that's going the wayside of MySpace.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know. It's 1/3 of the entire world is on it. The entire world.
Maybe it's just wishful thinking. Lissa and Justin with you. Thank you for waking up with us. And we're very excited to have a special guest in this studio with us, Mike from Paint the Planet Pink. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Thank you so much for having me.
It is truly our pleasure. And for those who don't know, Paint the Planet Pink, you and I and Justin as well, we all have loved ones that have been taken from us from cancer. But this is a great race. It's a great event. It's a very uplifting event. Tell us what it is.
So Paint the Planet Pink is an amazing organization. It started back in 2014 by our fearless leader, Barb Chandra. It was initially Paint Pittston Pink and has been since rebranded in 2023. The mission is to bring the community together to support a cure for all cancers through research and clinical trials. And so far, Paint the Planet Pink has donated over $1 million to cancer research. So, yeah, they're doing an amazing job, and I'm just so grateful to be a part of it. I am actually competing in this year's Gentleman's Dash on September 20th at 12 o'clock, where me and a few other guys are going to be racing in some high heel shoes that I actually have on today.
And you look saucy. I may say, like, Justin, do you agree? He's pulling it off.
Yeah, he's got the full furry convention. Did you just come back from Philly? There was a big furry convention down in Philly. You got a nice furry onesie on.
Oh, God, all my kids are going to be loving that one, busting me when I get back to school today.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Yeah. But the registration is open now, and if people want to race with you, where can they go?
So the registration is open. We have so many events from September through October. September 16th, we have a blood drive. September 20th is the 12th annual Color Me Pink 5K Fun Walk and the Gentleman's Dash. Everything you can register online at painttheplanetpink.org.
You keep saying Gentleman's Dash. This is guys in high heels running a race. We took a stiletto challenge here, and just standing on those stilettos is crazy.
I couldn't even do it.
I can't imagine running with
them. But everybody's welcome at all these fundraisers. Everybody, come on out. It is a great cause. And what is the website? One more time.
Yes, paintthepanet, or paintthepanetpink.org.
And if I may ask before we let you go, your t-shirt is very cute. It says, "Oh yeah, baby, support Coach Capone, the E-Race Cancer Race." That's got to be a tagline from something.
Yes. My little cousin actually passed away from leukemia when I was actually in college. And he had Down syndrome, and he was very, for the most part, nonverbal. And one of his things he used to always say was, "Oh yeah, baby."
Aww.
So in honor of him, I wanted to make sure I put that on my shirt.
Love that. Thank you so much for coming, and I hope you get a tremendous turnout, and you already walk better in heels than I do.
I didn't realize he was in heels. He's walking normal to me. He didn't even notice.
I played a softball game in them on Saturday.
Dude,
yeah.
Good for you.
We're going to link all your stuff on our social media. Let's take a photo together, and we'll link everything so people can register and help this wonderful cause. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
And have a great school year with the kiddos.
Thank you again.
The hot teacher, Mike. That's how I'm going to refer to him. He's a hottie.
Yeah, 98.5 KRZ. That is it for Lissa Lou and Justin 2. We are heading down the hall. Before we do, I must encourage you to text the word pasta to 1-800-222-0985. And you'll see the video of Justin and Jeff going head-to-head in a pasta eating challenge from yesterday. Because I'm sorry, Jeffrey, I love you, but I do call shenanigans. I do not think that was a tie. I do think you won.
The now controversial video that you could slow down and watch his reaction when he looks over and sees my bowl of pasta is smaller than his. And then his reaction when he gets bailed out by the promotions department saying that it's a tie. I don't know. I need your help. Get in there. Is this shenanigans? Does she need to get this pasta hair? Because Kristen already paid off the bet.
Kristen did, and she looked gorgeous in the spaghetti wig. By the way, K-Dog, I love you. You looked so pretty. And I will wear the spaghetti wig, but I do need further investigation, knowing that it is warranted. Because I do think that there was a scale there. They could have weighed the pasta that was left over, and nobody did that.
That's
so
true.
So it's like a hanging Chad at a voting booth. We just need further clarification, if you will.
Yeah, and we trust you guys. We trust you that you will be honest. 1-800-222-0985. Text the word pasta, and it'll get sent directly to your phone. You can watch it later when you have time if you're busy. Get in the text lines right now. Support Lissa or... not.
Well,
either way,
I didn't do anything.
Well, yeah. Either way, we want to know, should she be wearing this pasta wig?
You can disagree with me. Feel free. As always, I welcome disagreement. We will talk to you tomorrow. Maybe we'll have the mystery solved then. Bye.
Later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.